Our first scripture reading today is from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 33. Saul replied, "You are not able to go out against the Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth." Our second reading is from Romans chapter 8, verse 31. "What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" These are God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God.
Lord, I thank you for this day. I ask that you would bless the words that I speak today, that it would be a blessing to someone, that it would reach the hearts of those, God, who are here, those who are listening by podcast, that you would touch, God, and meet their very point of need, at their point of need. And we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, I give honor again to just all of you here today, to our elders and the trustees and just everyone. I thank God. I was trained to give up and give honor. So that's why I do it every time. That's just how we do, to honor those who honor is due. And so for each of you who work so hard for this church, I give honor to you this morning. So the title of my sermon is a little funny, I think. I heard it in a song. And she said, in the song is called Better, and it goes on to talk about how better days are going to come because we're walking in Christ. But one of the young ladies who leads it, she said, if they counted you out, they can't count. And I like that. I'm like, I like what she's saying. And I kept dealing with it I've been listening to that song for months and months and months, and I just kept kind of dealing with that. And I said, I like that. How many of us have had someone count us out, you know, to say, oh, you can't do that. That'll never happen. That won't work. Not have anyone to be an encourager, but there was always someone. Generally, it's an old aunt, right? It's one of your aunts or one of your uncles or some family member who can discourage you and tell you you're not going to make it. You'll be nothing. You'll never be anything. They try to count you out. Has anyone ever had someone try to count you out? Gosh, I have so many stories of that. But they tried to count you out. That you couldn't do it, you couldn't make it, you'd never be anything. Well, that's what I want to talk about. If they counted you out, then they just can't count. Amen? They can't count because God is, right? Amen? God is who we listen to. Where would we be without him? What did he say? Whose report will we believe? His report says, I'm blessed. It says, I am more than a conqueror. It says he's going to do exceedingly abundantly more than I can think or imagine. Amen? So that's whose report I believe. So if they counted me out, they can't count. So I have nothing. What do? We sweep them to the side. You can't count. Mm-mm. All right. So that's what I want to talk about today. I have a couple stories, but I really want to talk, I'll share a few things with you about my experience. But this week, which is kind of, it's funny, I didn't think about it till I was sitting over there. But this week, I got this in the mail. This is a book that has Virgery Sanford. It's chapter 31. Amen. So I was thinking, God, that people told me I'd never be able to do it. Amen. You'll never be able to write. You'll never be able to. I fought with that so long, but I was pretty excited until I realized I really wrote about my mom, and she wasn't here to congratulate me, to be like, oh, I'm so proud of you. And it was, I don't know, it was kind of bittersweet because I thought about all the people who said I wouldn't be able to do it, and then she wasn't here to celebrate. So I found people, amen, to celebrate with me, and who didn't count me out, who didn't say I couldn't do it. And so I didn't know the book was coming, but I knew that it had gotten published. And then was a part of the book, and I shared it. I was in a meeting with the elders, and I shared it with them. And I shared also that I could be a panelist talking about the book in Iowa City. And I said, I'm a little nervous about this. I'm a little scared to do that. And they immediately began to lift me up. They began to lift me up and say, oh, you can do that. Why? You can do that. It was so cool. I was just sitting there like, oh my God. God, although my mom was not here, he sent me a room of moms that day to just uplift me. And, you know, girl, you can do it. They didn't say it in those words. That's my words. But they did say, you can do this. You got this. And it was just so cool. I still was carrying that being counted out, someone saying I could never do it. But they were able to lift me up and encourage my heart. And so I want to encourage you today that if someone counted you out, said you couldn't do it, you know, it's never too late. You can do it. And so what I thought about is there's a song, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? And so I started, I said, is that a scripture? Is that a song? And it is a scripture. So I found the scripture to read for you today. It is, but it is also a song that says, the words I was looking for is in the song. But it's Psalms 124, 1 through 8. And it says, if the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side, when people attacked us, so when people counted you out, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger flared against us, the flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept us over. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snares have been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And there it is. I would not have made it through my journey, and I imagine you as well, when people counted you out, had the Lord not been on my side, had he not been and sent encouragers through the years. That wasn't just the elders, but man, I was so grateful for them this week or last week. That was just a blessing to bless my heart. But through the years, he sent someone to say, you can do it. And of course, my mom was my biggest champion. When I would leave out the house, she'd pray me out the door. Hey, God bless her and take her, let her do. She, as I'm walking out, she's praying. And I so missed that. But the elders, they stepped up for me. But had it not been for God, that was God that touched their hearts, that worded their mouth to tell me just what I needed to hear. And have you had someone do that? Haven't you had someone to encourage your heart, to let you know you can make it? I hope I do that on Sundays, that you can make it, that without the Lord on your side now, but with the Lord on your side, you can make it. You take him with you. It was a song when we were kids that said, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. You're going to need him, is what the song would say. I could feel it. You're going to need him. You're going to need him everywhere you go. So without the Lord being on our side, where would we be? Where would we be today? Without him being on our side, when they counted you out because he was on your side. What does Romans 8 say about this? Romans 8:31, it says, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Amen. Amen. If he's for me, I don't care what anybody says. Amen. Doesn't that make you walk a little taller? I'm like, yeah, I walk in the room. Yeah. God is for me. Amen. Who can be against me? Who can count me out? You can't count. You can't count because God is for me. If he's for me, who can be against me? And you know, I've had to say that before I step out to do things. Amen. Before I share things, I have to say, you know what? Doesn't matter what anyone else says. Because, you know, when I was really proud, and yet I have a hard time just being proud that I, you know, that I got published. That's a big deal. It's a big deal, especially in the field that I'm in. And so I was really happy and proud, but I just had a hard time showing it. I shared it with someone. The first thing she did was look at it, and she said, oh, that's nice. But then she went to talk about that it was only a few pages. And the whole book is really just a few, each person has a few pages. There's a lot of us contributing in there, but each person just has a few pages. But I just thought that was, she tried to discourage me. I was happy and I already was struggling just saying, hey, this is so great. You know, don't you want to just sometimes go, this is great. Haven't you ever just wanted, I have wanted to do that, but I'm always very cautious of how I respond to things. But she tried to discount me. That it was just a couple of pages. And so I went, I said, I took my book back. Give me my book back. I took my book back and I sat for a minute and I said, the devil is a liar. You guys remember my sermon a few weeks ago? He's a liar. I don't receive that. I don't receive that. It's published. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. And I just had to go on and praise him. Because if someone wants to discourage you, hey, that's on them. That's not my journey. that's their issue. And we can't let it touch us. If they counted you out, they can't count. Why? Because if God is on our side, where will we be? Where would we be if he wasn't on our side? Amen. So I had to think about enough sharing about myself, but that was one of those kind of weeks because I was missing my mom and I had something exciting. And you know how that is if you've lost your mother or father or whatever, when you want to celebrate something and they're not here. So I kind of was going through that. And thank you guys for letting me be transparent because I think it's important that you know I'm just human and I suffer with those issues as well. But I started to look in the Bible for an example so that I could give you an example that wasn't me. When they count someone out, but because God is on their side, and if he's for them, who can be against them? So I went to find, I was thinking, who really had to fight a battle in the Bible? The people said they couldn't win. Who? And I was thinking about it, and it was David is who the Lord brought to my mind. If you read in Genesis and his story, and they talk about Goliath, and they talk how he was a giant, and he was so powerful, and he had been fighting and winning battles and fighting and winning battles. And then here comes David, this little kid. I think in research it says he's about 17 maybe. Here he comes and he sees Goliath and he's threatening the soldiers of Israel and talking about what he's going to do to them. Like, have you ever watched like the basketball players talk trash and all of the sports people talk trash? That's what Goliath was doing to the Israel army. And David said, who is this talking about my people? What are you doing? Now, you guys know I'm paraphrasing right there. Not what David said exactly. But he said, who is this guy talking about our army? This is God's people. What is he doing? He said, I'll fight him. If you guys won't, I'll fight him. So he goes to Saul the king, and that's where our story comes. Saul looks at him, and this is in 1 Samuel 17, 33 through 37. Saul looks at David and he says, you are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth. But David said, and here's our answer. David said to Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defiled the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paws of the lion and the paws of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. Amen. He told him he had to call on his past experiences. And so sometimes when people count you out, you have to call, you have to encourage yourself. You have to call on, well, you know what? I did this before, and the Lord was on my side. So I can do it again. You have to remind yourself and remind others, well, you know what? I did it before, so I bet I can do it again. Why? Because the Lord is on my side. When he's on my side, I can't lose. So I love that story because then Saul was like, go on, man, and do it. Go ahead. Show me what you got. Amen. Because David talked it up. He encouraged himself so much that he encouraged Saul as well. Send him out and go fight Goliath. And we all know what happened. He defeated him. This little kid defeated the giant. And that's what we have to do in our lives. If they counted you out, they can't count. Why? Because you can do just what David did. You can defeat that giant. Whatever it may be, it may not be a giant, but whatever that issue is in your life that you're going through, you can defeat it. Why? Because the Lord is on your side. And the key, and this is where I'm going to leave it at today. The key is to get around some people who uplift you. I tell you what, I can't get over the elders enough. That blessed me this week, or last week, I think it was. Around people who uplift you, who tell you can make it, who encourage you, and who don't count you out. That just brings your spirit down. But get around people who encourage your soul, who lift you up, who tell you can do it, who call and pray for you in the morning, who send you little encouraging sayings on your phone. You look up, oh, look, she sent me. You can make it. You want to get around those people. And that's how, if someone counts you out, you can make it. Why? I can make it even though the young lady tried to discourage me. I can make it because I can hear my mom saying, girl, you got this. Girl, you can do this. I can hear the elders saying, I don't know why you can't. They say, I don't know why you think you can't. You can. Let me tell you why. They shared stories of sermons. I'm like, oh, I guess I did preach that, didn't I? It was so uplifting. But that's the key. That is the key. When people count you out, get away from them. You don't have to stay in their company. You don't. Even if it's family members, limit your time with them. If they're discouraging you and trying to count you out from what God has called you to do, from what you know to do, what you enjoy, what brings you joy, you can just spend as little time as you need to with them. Get around people who uplift you, who bring you joy, who speak life to you. Send, like I said, the send encouraging scriptures and words of wisdom to you, or words of encouragement. Get around those people. And you'll be amazed how much more encouraged you'll feel. You'll be amazed how much you feel like, oh, I can do this. I can make this. So that's my word of encouragement today. That on top of everything else, get around someone that uplifts you. At least once a week, have a conversation with them. You know, so that they uplift your spirit, that to keep you going, and they don't count you out. Because obviously they can't count. Right? Because God is on your side. Amen. I just keep thinking that if he's on my side, where would I be without him? What can't I do if God is on my side? Amen. Amen. All right. I think I'm done because I got carried away, but I think that was all of my scriptures. Yes. All right. So I'm going to pray this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, that you are on our side. And if you weren't on our side, where would we be? We thank you, Lord, that you fight for us. We thank you, Lord, that you uplift us. We thank you, God, that no good thing will you withhold from us. That's your promise. We thank you, Lord, that you promised you'd never leave us and that you would never forsake us. So we thank you today. We thank you, Lord, for this time, God, of fellowship and worship. We thank you, Lord, that the words that were spoken will be a blessing and that they can call on them all throughout the week, God. And remember that if David can defeat the giant, they can defeat any issue that's coming in their life because you're on their side. And we thank you, Lord. And today we do pray again, God, for all of those on our prayer list that you would bless each one. You would meet each one at their very point of need. You know exactly what they need today. And we thank you for it. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. You're such a wonderful God, an amazing, amazing God. We thank you. We thank you that you are always concerned for us, God, and everything that concerns us. And we give you praise for it. And we thank you, Lord, one last time for healing, that your healing virtue, God, will flow throughout this room and throughout those who are listening, that healing, God, will be their cup today. That'll be their portion today. And we thank you for it. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.